today is Frankenstorm Sandy Continued. And I want to thank Warner from Canada for calling in, because Warner knows what's going on. I've known about him for years, and he's seen it for himself in regards to various damaging of his animals and chemtrails and all the rest of it. And isn't it sad, Warner, how many people are being distracted? You had mentioned the Muslims before the break, and I didn't want to let you go on that because I know you're being facetious. That's what we're being told. Those darn Muslims, they are the problem, you know. They're the terrorists and blah, 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 when in reality our government has been occupied by the Jews. This has even been passed into congressional law in regards to them supporting Israel and all the rest of it. And you're not allowed to talk about the bad guys, but you can say whatever you want about those Muslims, because we're supposed to believe that they're the ones that have some kind of agenda to destroy America. And it's really funny how that works out. I cracked up during the Frankenstorm Sandy thing when Iran actually offered to help send in, you know, people to help. And, of course, you know, the talking head said, well, we can't trust Iran because they might send in spies. And, of course, that's exactly what we do. When we create all this chaos in other countries, we send in spies, and of course, you know, we're accusing Iran of perhaps doing exactly what we do. But Iran is working on free energy. That's why they are so dangerous. It has nothing to do with nuclear energy. The powers that be do not want us to have the capability to escape out from under the Luciferian Jewish controllers who are destroying the planet and making a lot of money off us as it goes. But I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to, you know, make your Muslim comment, you know, if you want to clarify that.
You know, when we look over the last few decades, you know, how the people in some of the Islamic countries have suffered under NATO and their intrusions from Iraq to Afghanistan, now Pakistan, Libya, and all the casualties that have been created by NATO and the United States and the British, the United Kingdom, protecting those corrupt governments in the Middle East. You know, it is should be held as a credit to the Islamic people that they are not swarms of terrorists committing terrorist acts all over the Western world. Okay,
well, I totally agree with you, and what I'm hoping is that maybe some of those people have an opportunity to access shows like this, so that they know that not all Americans are, you know, a sheep, goy, slave work units that are just like waving their flags and saying, yeah, let's go bomb Iran now. We haven't killed enough Muslims. We've got to keep the killing going. Hopefully some of those people realize that there are a number of us, you know, stepping in the, into the gap and trying to stop this insanity. Because I agree with you. Based on what we've done, and especially, well, look what's happening with the Palestinians. I'm going to have a woman on my show in a couple of weeks who's written a book on what's really going on over there. I mean, these people live in the biggest concentration camp in the world. And nobody's doing a darn thing. Go ahead, Warner.
And they've been living it since the late 40s, you know, and the world stays silent. And as I say, this Israeli that calls itself the people of Israel, the Israel that government, you know, it has become an ulcer, a cancer. And if the one way to kill the cancer is to starve it out instead of year after year supporting it with billions and billions of dollars. You know, cut the financial pipeline of that goes to Israel, and this terrorist state of Israel will wither like a grape on the vine.
Okay, I totally agree with you, Warner. Thanks for calling in. We're going to break. We're back to Sailing America, where our answer today is Frankenstorm Sandy Continued, and I want to thank Warner from Canada for calling in, as well as George from Texas. I would like to hear from some more of you. Let me know what's going on in your area, especially in terms of how are people waking up. Because especially if we can get this, Hurricane Sandy was forecast for New York in October 1997 as a simulated emergency document out to the public, which is available on chemtrails, plural, chemtrailsplanet.net. That should be very helpful in many of you waking up some of your loved ones at the holidays, especially if there's some of the 1 in 6 people in this country that have been affected by this orchestrated disaster being done to make money for the minions that make money off pain and suffering and death. And, you know, although they're stepping up the program, there's no question in my mind that more and more people are waking up. So, of course, that's a good thing. But I just want to get back to some of the other things that were involved in this one disaster. I mean, it just goes to show you can picture these monsters behind the scenes saying, okay, well, it caused the hurricane, flooding, electrical outages, you know, homelessness, spreading of plagues, followed by the nor'easter, freezing of people. In all cases, we have lack of food being delivered. Wasn't it amazing that high-level Mason Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, initially was going to go forward with the New York City Marathon, which was supposed to be today. He was going to go ahead and have this, and they even showed on the cable news networks that, you know, although the people in Lower Manhattan were dumpster diving, trying to get food that had been thrown out by hotels and stores in Lower Manhattan due to lack of refrigeration, the starving people in Lower Manhattan were dumpster diving, but then they took their cameras to some other place where they had generators keeping apples and water and all kinds of other stuff cold that they were planning for the New York City Marathon. You can't make this stuff up. You know, so basically this goes to show the level of concern for the people. And let me also mention, I think I mentioned it before, but I want to keep mentioning this. There was an actual photographer that got a photograph mysteriously of the Brooklyn side of one of the bridges and the Lower Manhattan side of one of the bridges, and he just happened to be filming when the transformer exploded and all the lights went out to Lower Manhattan. He just happened to get that on film. Just like those Mossad agents in Lower New York just happened to get on film when the holograms of the planes flew into the, you know, Twin Towers. So, you know, you can just see, if you have the eyes, you can just see all the different things that they're doing to not only cause trauma, but to make lots of money and to, you know, just have all these different things that they can play for you on television to keep you programmed, because that's the whole purpose of what they do, of course. Now, I just wanted to mention actually a couple other things about Frankenstorm Sandy. How many layers of destruction and mind control that are involved in this. Okay, they're telling people to evacuate, go to a shelter. In some cases, the evacuation was mandatory, such as in New Jersey. This is going to get the people ready to go to the FEMA camps, because we know that this is just, you know, disaster light in terms of what's going to be coming, so that they can round people up and put them into areas where they can totally control them. Also mentioned on the media was that this is a time for you to microchip your children, your elderly parents, and your pets in case you get separated. So it's bringing in the whole microchip thing as well and getting that into people's minds that that's going to protect them. Then, of course, we talked about on the mainstream media how so many people are going to lose everything because they did not have flood insurance, because they did not know that their own government was going to create this weather disaster and put them in a flood zone. And so now they'll lose their homes. Should they be able to come up with the cash to rebuild? Now they are going to be in a flood zone, and so they're going to pay lots more for insurance. And it's really not funny how that whole insurance thing works out. So, you know, I'm thinking of this flood zone in these areas where they were getting ready to engage the Sandy Frankenstorm as pre-existing conditions. These were pre-existing flood zones that the people did not know were pre-existing flood zones because they did not know that their insurance was actually going to be party to this, you know, Frankenstorm experiment, and that the joke would be on the people, because it's like, oh, too bad. You know, if only we'd have known that this was going to happen, but now you're screwed. And that's just a tiny piece of the trauma in terms of what they're doing. Now, the lack of electricity that has subsequently been caused by the hurricane and the loss of the transformers and the floods and having no generators and all the rest of it, one of the most important things is the contamination of water. And, of course, we had Sanjay Gupta, the Communist News Network doctor, on a show talking about how important it is to boil your water. Well, I'm here to tell you folks that boiling water will only help if you have germs in the water. If you have chemicals in the water, such as gasoline or anything else that's been released due to the floods and things of that nature, by boiling the water, you're actually creating a chemical soup. So you may get rid of some of the bugs, but you're going to actually make the chemicals more concentrated, and that's not a good thing for you. Now, of course, we have no heat in these homes due to the lack of electricity, so we have no air conditioning, or more importantly now, no heat in these homes that have now been, you know, basically, first their assault was the Frankenstorm Hurricane Sandy, and then it went into the nor'easter thing, so they went from swimming in all this flood water to now they're absolutely freezing because they brought in the cold aftermath, and this was their biggest accomplishment in this weather disaster because they combined two things into one. Now, we also, of course, on the news, the hospitals in Lower Manhattan, especially those that were on the coast, had to evacuate. So basically, they're getting you scared to make you realize that, you know, in a situation like this, there's no place to go. Not that I would ever go to a hospital anyways. They're basically houses of death. But, you know, they showed us how they had to evacuate because they had no electricity because their backup generators didn't work because they were flooded. So, you know, this is all contributing to the scary stuff going on and the absolute fear and panic, etc., etc. They also showed on another news network a grandmother who had a grandson with asthma, and he was in the middle of having an asthma attack, and of course, she had no electrical, you know, service to her trailer where she lived in New York. So she had to round up her grandson and somehow, I don't think she had a car because she had no gas, but she got him to one of these centers where the people could go in order to get together to, you know, ride things out. And they did a big show talking about how she was able to get an electrical outlet so that she could use the nebulizer for her grandson with asthma. And this was important to me because, as I said earlier, what people have to realize is that once you have no access to your treatments, be it because there's no electricity, because you run out of the drugs, whatever the case may be, you are going to be in such worse shape than you were without it. You can't even imagine, because the drugs are made to cause this to happen. So if there ever was a time to learn how to heal yourself naturally and get yourself off the drugs, in my opinion, now is the time. Okay, as I mentioned, they also mentioned on the air that there's, of course, no generators that are actually able to pump out the subways. So we're just now getting some of the subway service back on track. But, of course, the subways were filled with up to 8 feet of water from the sea, which is, of course, going to cause all kinds of rusting and breakdown of that equipment. So you can just imagine. We can see what's coming in the future and how they'll be able to use plausible deniability. Oh, that this thing caused that thing and it's not our fault. Because we didn't have enough money. We couldn't check it out. We didn't have enough inspectors and things of that nature. And then, of course, my favorite visual is visualizing the rats that are releasing themselves from the subways because they're being flooded with all their plague and hantavirus. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We'll be back after these messages. Yeah. And we're back with Blood Sailing America, where our answer today is Frankenstorm Sandy continued. And just one other group of travesties caused by this one storm that I wanted to mention is the flooding water. And the flooding water can have raw sewage. This is something they're warning people on, you know, cable news, is that basically this high water that they're walking through or kayaking through or whatever the case may be in order to escape their homes and then going back to the homes and finding the water level down. Well, for them to know that all your stuff is covered with raw sewage, okay? Delicious. They also talk about the fact that when you're going into the flooding water, there may be live electrical lines down. So, of course, if that's the case, you're going to be electrocuted as soon as you get into the water. They also talk about toxic chemicals from various sources, but yet, as I said, Sanjay Gupta is telling people to make sure they boil their water because, you know, of the raw sewage thing, get rid of the bugs. But, of course, as I said, when you're boiling water, you're actually concentrating the toxins and creating a chemical soup. So no matter what they do, it's always bad. And no matter what they tell you, there's always a bad outcome from what they tell you. But this is how they twist and spin things to make the public think and believe that they have their best interests in heart. Oh, Sanjay Gupta and the Wizard of Oz, we love you. You know, you're trying to help us and give us helpful hints. Not. They're high-level masons, big pharma shills, and they're giving you advice that's going to basically transform you from being injured by one thing into injured by something else. And then they also talk about, you know, the flooding water containing sharp objects. So you get into the water and you're trying to, you know, escape and get away from your flooded home or whatever. And it, just as I expected, good old Sanjay Gupta happened to bring up the fact that you could be cut when you're exposed to those sharp objects. So what do you need to do? You guessed it, people. Update your tetanus shot. And basically make sure you continue to update your tetanus shot for the future Sandys that they cause to happen. So, you know, this just gives them such a plethora of opportunities to get you to do what they want in terms of harming yourself, get in the fear mode, and get ready to pay out. And, of course, you know, one thing that's really amazing, they showed some people that are on their roof, and there was this one man with a young child, and basically they knew that Sandy was coming, and they were told to evacuate, but they didn't, because they thought that they could stay there and protect whatever, so that's fine. But this one guy is talking about how, well, it's been 2 days, we're out of milk, we have nothing to feed the child, so we have no choice but to go into the shelter. 2 days? You got 2 days worth of supplies? What's wrong with you idiots? That's nothing. Okay? I don't know how many weeks you need to have, but certainly a couple of days isn't going to do a darn thing, because when they bring one of these disasters to you, you know it's going to be some time before you can actually get out and get access to food and water and things of that nature, and especially in New York City, where very few people have cars. Most of the traffic occurs with buses and especially subways. And we'll see how long it takes to dig them out. We'll see how long it takes to restore their electricity. We'll see how many of them starve and freeze because of this intentionally created problem that you paid for, America. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, but it's just so hard for me to be patient and wait for the critical mass to wake up and take care of business, because this is not a joke. On top of all of it, of course, they're actually destroying our very genetic code. And that's one of my big concerns. Okay. One of my loyal listeners was hoping would call in to a show today, but she may be busy. In regards to the Sandy Frankenstorm situation, she sent me a most amazing link to a blog entitled, Can Paul McCartney Control the Weather? And this was very awakening because it was written on May 15th, 2009. And as it turns out, there was a concert, Good Day Sunshine, which was supposed to occur in St. Petersburg Palace Square. It was threatened by poor weather, and Paul McCartney's concert promoters promised that the sun would be shining by the time McCartney took to the stage. As it turns out, a Moscow company, SAB Entertainment, arranged for three jets to streak over the pregnant skies, dumping vast quantities of dry ice as they went. By doing so, they hoped to lock the rain into the clouds. So Paul McCartney can make sure his concert goes forward, as he knows some of the weather people. Okay, there's music. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
But, of course, it's all one big design, Agenda 21 plan to destroy our planet, our depopulation of 20% of the people, of course, is one of our very big concerns, and all the rest of the things that they're doing on purpose to cause human suffering and extinction of the human race and things of that nature. So I know I'm speaking to the choir, to the listeners of RBN, but please do continue to share the truth with others and get them involved in whatever way that you can. Because if they don't care about the fact that they're actually funding their own demise, I don't know, you know, what's possible in terms of their possible survival, except for maybe it's time for them to, you know, find a lemming crossing and jump off into the ravine, because these people are really causing us a problem. And I hear from these people all the time, actually their family members, that are very frustrated that they can't wake them up. And I know it's hard. I've been through it myself. But you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. As we're entering these very important days of the Luciferian agenda on steroids, it's really important for us to, you know, just do what we can do, because it's going to be amazing how it all works out, but it's going to get a little bit messy before the final victory for truth comes. Now, I wake up a lot in the middle of the night. I get all kinds of ideas, and I wake up so I can tape record them or write them down. Because before I go to sleep, I ask a question. And the question is, what can we do to stop the psychopaths? And I get info pretty much every night. But sometimes I get very excited and it's time to go back to it's hard to go back to sleep. And on November 2nd, I happened to be channel surfing through Comedy Central and came across this comedian, D.L. Hughley, who I've seen on different shows, you know, being a sellout or whatever the case may be. But on this particular Comedy Central show, he actually brought up a very good idea, which I brought to the next level. Now, what he was talking about on Comedy Central is developing a petition to make African-American men an endangered species, which would prohibit any person from harassing the endangered species. And I thought to myself, okay, a great idea, except for this is the thing, that all of humanity is endangered. We don't need to just concentrate on the black male. All of the humans that are now being destroyed through these crimes against humanity and that have a poisoned habitat basically should be put on the endangered species list. Now, I'm kind of being facetious. You know, I'm not really suggesting that any of you waste your time going out to collect, you know, signatures to put humans on the endangered species list. It's more of a concept that I want you to wrap your head around, because many of you live in areas where, you know, perhaps some frog that has a little bit different of a coloring or whatever the case may be is on the endangered species list, and you know, roads may have to be moved or creeks may have to be redirected or whatever the case may be because of a frog. Well, guess what? All of us are on the endangered species list ourselves. In fact, we're in kind of a conundrum because the people that have put us on the endangered species list are the ones that are killing us. So it gets very complicated, but it's just an idea I'm trying to put out there because you never know. Some of you may come up with a way to bring it to the next step. And one of the very important things that D.L. Hughley brought out in his special, excuse me, the endangered list from November 2nd, is he talked about this publicly traded company, Corrections Corporation of America, CCA, which actually is traded on the stock market. And, of course, increased incarceration means increased profit. So these people are all about incarcerating more and more Americans, the more the better. That's basically their mission statement. And let's see. They actually talked about how when they're talking about taking over a prison in a state, because, of course, the states are losing money, so these publicly traded corporations of prisons will come in and they'll say, we'll take over your state-operated prison, but the condition they have to agree to is that 90% of the prisons will be occupied. Now, talk about total corruption and fraud. Of course, in order for 90% of the prisons to be occupied, the courts have to agree to convict 90% of the people that come before them so that they can basically just keep this machine fed. And this is what's going on. So we have the same thing going on with the prisons and their 90% incarceration rate, as well as the hospitals, same thing. They have to keep their, beds filled to the same degree. Same with the hotels. It's all the same stuff. And it's really amazing how that works out, because once you realize this whole justice system is a fraud, but also just providing meat from the machine, it's very hard for people to face, especially if somebody you love is caught in that web. Okay, we have a call on the line. Bill from Indiana. Are you there, Bill?
Hi, Dr. Carla. Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi. great show as usual with you, no matter what forum you're on, whether it's Orion, Changing Times, or RBN. You always hit really hard with truth. And speaking just for me, I really like hearing truth because by knowing the truth and acting on the truth, it sets me free and it puts me in a better position. So I thank you very much for all the truth that you put out there. You're not afraid. You don't call them by watered-down euphemisms. You call them for what they are, which is the Jew. Having said that, you know, this weather thing with this storm, a monster storm, Sandy, you know, with the absolute, you know, the unbelievable effects it's had on our East Coast, and you know, 50 million people live on the East Coast, so I'm sure all of them have been affected to some degree or another. And then to have seen that a document that talks about how this thing was planned for in 1997, and, yeah, you know, how this has all just been planned, and people's lives are destroyed, people's homes are destroyed, whatever they have is destroyed, but don't worry, we'll give you a loan to rebuild it. And then the people going through all the horrors with no electricity and all the crime and all the filth, and all this was premeditated and orchestrated by them. In some ways, it's absolutely staggering to me to imagine that we made it to the year 2012 AD when we've been among them all these years. It's truly staggering when you think about, when you see the big picture of all the evil that they perpetuate against us, and then what they like to do is to divide and conquer and have us be mad at someone in our own country who might be a different race than us, a different religion than us, a different orientation than us. This is beyond comprehension to me how much evil there is, and how it is ruling the roost. It's just staggering to contemplate it, Dr. Carly.
I know, and especially as it keeps happening over and over and over again. You know, 9/11, we had the same thing. We've had many different false flag operations happen in other countries, and yet the people, They don't seem to realize, even though they're told of corruption and fraud, you know, the Justice Department and their Fast and Furious thing, and then we had this Corbyn monster with a LIBOR scandal, and stealing billions of dollars from his investors. And these people never have a problem. They don't go to jail. There's no prosecution. But yet these people that, you know, maybe, you know, starving in lower Manhattan, they have nothing to eat, and so they'll, you know, go into a store that's got broken windows and steal some bread or something, and they'll be caught on camera, they'll be put in jail, they'll be prosecuted. It's disgusting.
The one good thing, and you mentioned it earlier at the beginning of the show, when you talked about J.B. Campbell over there, you know, where he's at, and with the plan that he's introducing, which is, as I see it, would be a complete economic boycott of any and all rogue LEOs, law enforcement officials, in their particular community, and also that could be exported to any community in America. That, you know, boycott them from letting them shop in your grocery store, giving them a haircut, doing their dry cleaning, letting them sit in your restaurant, cleaning their teeth, whatever the case may be. I mean, we have an answer to them. So that is one plank I see that is a great idea. And I also like the idea of having a citizen's blotter of criminal LEOs.
Wait, you know, citizen's what?
A citizen's blotter. Have you ever read the local paper and you see the police blotter?
Oh, yeah. They actually have like a cable channel here where they show us all the bad guys.
And I have one with all these criminal LEOs, the ones who break into grandma's house, smash her face against the bathroom floor as she watches her little doggy get shot by some psychopathic policeman, or the ones who are raping the women when they pull them off over for traffic tickets, or the ones who are robbing the illegal aliens at traffic moving violations, because they can rob them, they can get away with it. You know, last I checked, stealing was do not steal was a commandment, and didn't say unless they were illegal aliens. You know.
Well, and let's not forget how they have all these drug, these drug war operations, and in fact, almost all the drugs that they're confiscating, they're actually stealing them and selling them themselves.
Yes.
And so all of these things, it's just massive, yes.
And then another thing we could do is isolate the rogue Leo's families from our local community. You know, if I had little children, thank God they've grown up. If I had little children I knew I had some rogue policemen in my neighborhood, I want to let my kids play with those kids.
Right.
Let the rooster come home to roost, and let that bad behaving law enforcement official realize what he's doing has a price. If you are going to dance to the devil's tune, then you're going to have the consequences of that. And the consequences are those who do not subscribe to evil will quarantine you, will render you a pariah. Pariahs should not be allowed to exist with decent people.
And let Johnny ask Daddy, how come nobody will play with me, Daddy?
That's right.
And let Daddy answer that hard question.
Yes.
Because these people, you know, of course, our mainstream media whores are always telling us the wounded warriors and the cops that are like our heroes and, you know, basically worshiping them if something happens to them, make them being exposed for what they really are, as enemies against the people.
Yes.
Because that's what they are. And it's funny what happens when the light of truth is shown on you. All of a sudden, you know, you're not so willing to go out there. There's one restaurant that I go to occasionally with some friends of mine, and pretty much every time we go, there will be one table full of cops. And I'm always I have to zip my lip to not go and give them a piece of my mind. But I have asked in the past, you know, are you feeding these cops for nothing? And what I was told is that, no, they pay just like everybody else. But I highly doubt it. I think there's always, like, some kind of an extortion. You know, if they go to a restaurant, it's basically like, well, you feed us for nothing and we'll protect you. You know, it's nothing more than a mafia protection racket.
Yes, and then what I've noticed around here is that when a crime has happened where gunplay is involved, the perpetrator always gets away. The cops are nowhere near the crime. That's happened 3 times in the last year here. Mm-hmm. You know, the last thing they want to do is confront real danger. They'd rather pull over a man or a woman who's hurrying home to get, you know, from work to pick up their kids or to be with their kids. It's real safe giving a $100, $125 speeding ticket to a law-abiding citizen, but oh no, they won't get in harm's way to stop the drugs, to stop the pedophiles, to stop the robbers. And, you know, as far as, like, who I'm more concerned with, I'm more concerned about the police. You know, if I'm in a courtroom, me and the bad guy, I got a 50% chance that the judge will believe me. If I'm in courtroom against the policeman, a law enforcement official, I'm going to lose every time.
Right.
And they know this. And they get away with it. And they push it. And they lie, you know. I've known people who talk about police lying to the judge against them, and, you know, they're found guilty for various infractions. And, you know, cops, they have a license to kill.
Well, look what happened back in Katrina. I haven't heard of anything like that happening in Hurricane Sandy yet. But back in Katrina, I remember there was a number of officers that were actually charged with killing people. I think it was in a nursing home or something, or on a bridge somewhere. There's so many atrocities that happen, it's hard to keep track. But I remember that there were a number of police officers that just opened up and killed civilians, and nothing happened.
Right.
Nothing ever happens. They get away with murder every time.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, I hear the music. We're going to the last break. If you can hold on, Bill, and finish up the show with me, that would be great.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't be scared, folks. Just educate yourself. Because once enough people wake up, we will stop the cycles. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back to the last segment of What's Ailing America, where our answer today has been Frankenstorm Sandy continued. And I want to strongly advise you once again to listen to the archive of my show today on These Changing Times with guest Deborah Tavares in regards to our starting to discuss the NASA document that you all need to download and read for yourself. This brings it to the sci-fi level, Star Trek, what these monsters are doing. And, you know, you have to wake up and realize what's going on. So if you go to the Light of Day Radio Show.com, click on Dr. Crowley Archives. This archive should be up by tomorrow, where we're talking about the military weapons being used on the American people. And I encourage you to go to the StopTheCrime.net site. StopTheCrime.net site. Download the NASA document. Download Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. There are so many documents on there that you need to see for your own self in terms of what they're doing. But one of the things, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to that show today, Bill, but one of the things that's discussed in this NASA document is the fingerprintless bioarchipelago, which is basically where they're talking about using bacteriological viruses, prions, parasites, fungi, carcinogens, toxins, and hormone disruptors in order to harm us. But they're saying it's fingerprintless because they always have their plausible deniability argument. Oh, we didn't know that BPA was bad or whatever the case may be. And yet we just keep being plundered and devastated and genocided, basically, with all the things that they're doing while they claim there's no proof. There's no proof that this is bad. It's amazing.
I'm putting up the electric fence for my little one. That will be an archive I get to listen to tomorrow. I know we're at the end of the show almost. I just wanted to say, Dr. Carley, repeat what you said. That is, you know, there's no reason for us to be afraid. There's more of us than there are of them. And if you stand for the good, no matter what's in front of you, you stand up for the good, things will work out for you. Do not be afraid. If you submit to evil, if you lick their boot, then you're their slave. I'm not a slave. I've never been a slave, and I won't be a slave. And I don't fear them. I don't have a death wish, but I'm not going to cower to them. I know what's right, and I stand up for what I know is true and what is right. Let the chips fall where they may. If they have one of their cowardly snipers put a bullet between my ears, that's just the way it goes. But you know what? We all will be judged by the author of life himself.
Well, I want to also just highlight to use as many opportunities as you can as a teaching moment. I've talked about before on the show one of the predator cops that was sitting at the end of my road a few months ago, and I saw the lights go on because he saw me come out of my robe. On my road, I hadn't had a chance to put my seatbelt on yet. And I use that as a teaching moment because my tag is no two vaccines. And it's really amazing how it all worked out. Of course, he still gave me the ticket, but I know he went home and checked out vaccines.
Good.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, Bill, for calling in.
My pleasure, Dr. Carley.
On my show next Saturday, I'm happy to say Deanna Spingola will be on Orion Talk Radio. On Saturday and next Sunday, I'm going to have an expert in evaluating different droppings and weather manifestations for chemtrail poisons. So thanks for listening, folks. Please tell others about the show. And just keep on telling others. That's all we can do. Bye-bye for now.